Flight.
That was a banger, though.
Oh, jeez.
You can actually come up a little more.
Real top. Shawty want my dick, and she knows she can get it too. Real top.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Bro, that was like the biggest piece of trash I've ever heard in my life.
Now y'all know where that shit comes from.
y'all gonna hear it. I'm gonna put it in one of these podcasts. I'm gonna have like a snippet of the song.
Yes.
Because I'm pretty sure we said that. I think it was like one of our recent podcasts. You know, the whole time we used.
Let me get a picture at least.
This shit about dehydrated as fuck. It's probably still better than a takeoff leaf, huh?
Takeoff. Did not take off with this leaf. R.I.P. though.
Yeah, R.I.P. But that, nah.
That leaf was trash. That shit smells like. Oh man, I was about to like sneak this.
Nah, like I didn't sneak this. It's a direct diss. We talking about a takeoff. Rest in peace.
Nah. We just gonna let that keep
pushing. You got the Atlanta goons on you? Scared of the Atlanta goons?
Hell yeah,
me
boy.
Me too.
Like, boy, what me that too. Nigga Savage say? Scary niggas live.
Facts. That's shit. Facts, bro. That's the, hey, who said that?
Savage. 21.
Okay. There's no other Savage. I don't know why.
why it's like niggas like, don't even call him 21 Savage no more. It's either 21 or just Savage.
I be hearing 21 most of the time, I think.
Like 21, I 21.
That's why I didn't register it. That's who you're talking about. But shit, hey, that's the realest shit he ever said. I just reheard a lot. I forgot all about the 21 Savage, like, what was it, third verse or second verse? On the end? A lot with J. Cole.
Oh, he had a
He had another verse on that shit.
I don't remember. Yeah.
I heard that shit. He's talking about like kids starving in other places. He's like, I was like, whoa, 21.
Like, can you do something?
He's talking about kids starving in like Nigeria, whatever. He
like,
said.
Whoa. Sorry, this is too woke for
yeah,
my life.
Yeah, this is
right
crazy.
Now.
I didn't expect this from 21.
Nah, J. Cole wrote those bars. We not even gonna play these.
You
games.
Think J. Cole wrote 21?
Hell, he wrote the second verse. Yeah,
I don't think so. Most of that verse is just basic bars,
right? Like, and this nigga only spit basic bars.
Facts. Yeah, exactly. That's how you know it's 21, though.
Okay.
I guess that don't even make sense. But did you see that clip of fucking Kanye? He's like, but when he see me, he said something like that. He's like, I don't even know like what I mean by that. I just thought it sound cool.
Bro,
I gotta bring that clip.
Kanye is a whole fucking troll.
Bro, he is hilarious as fuck, bro. I don't even know what I mean by that. I just thought it sound cool.
And he's just being himself. Yeah. Like, that's the sad part.
But he's
wait, no, not even the sad part. That's the good part.
What? Why are you looking at me?
Is he retarded?
You looking at me in my soul and shit. I'm trying to figure out. Why are you looking at me?
Cause, nigga.
What?
She said.
That shit's weird and throwing me off.
She said she trying to get you pregnant later, nigga. That's what those eyes meant, nigga. She said she not pulling out. You gonna be carrying it for 9 months. You the mama. She the peppy now. Yeah, she said she's the peppy.
That really strange for my liking. I mean, shit was all good just a second ago.
She said, "Toot that ass up, fruitcake."
This is making me uncomfortable now.
Yeah, bullet holes.
Yeah. I'm not.
I'm not subscribing to that either.
Like, no. Yeah, we could talk about this after the podcast. I'm trying to be fluent here, and this the
you fucking up the feng shui.
It's just not gonna work for me. Like, so don't feel offended.
We love you, but you know we've been doing this for like a year or some change.
I just don't need that distraction right now. Yeah.
Don't bring me that little bitch
energy. Just for the next hour. That's it. You can distract me all you want after that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Shit. I mean, you trying like, so I ain't trying to. I only got a dub, so I ain't trying to use my weed that much. But I put in on.
Yeah, I was about, just put in, just add a little bit of flavor, nigga, because this shit is.
Hopefully, it make it
terrible.
Make it taste a little better. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
I got this. You gotta spread it evenly, all right? Like a Subway sandwich.
Bro, have you heard this song by Lil Wayne? It's called like
Glory.
Nah, it's bad. It's a bad Lil Wayne song. Oh, like it's
I've heard a few bad Lil Wayne songs.
It's like Wheezy Phone Home or something like that. Fat bro, I'm telling you, it's a real song. I'm gonna let you hear it. Hold on, can I put it on? I'm gonna just put it on right now.
Yeah.
Bro, it's the worst Lil Wayne song I ever heard in my life. I'm like, nigga, this is Lil Wayne.
God damn. Wheezy Phone Home. Hell.
Yeah, it's called Phone Home. This is on Carter 3.
What?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. This is on Carter 3. I don't even remember. What? You hear it?
This is.
you okay, so you hear it. Wish I knew what part you was on.
Not the same. I am a Martian. It takes so long for the build up.
Yeah, okay, I'm about to say, I'm wondering, did you get to the part that was I'm talking about? That's all I need you to hear. Nigga said, do the wheezy wee in. Do the wheezy wee. Nobody, that never caught on. Wow, nigga, that's like a fucking whole minute of just like
that. God damn, nigga. What type of direction was he going?
Bro, I can't believe it was on Carter 3, though. That's really
good. Can I be back in the morning?
All right, that's okay. That's enough, though. I'm like, damn, that's Lil Wayne, bro. I swear.
Wait, no. Play it again. Hold on, play it again. Because it is a. Flow so sick and it'll make you wanna throw your food up. I can see how people thought this was hard.
I ain't gonna lie, I can't see it at all.
I know you can't.
I'm like, bruh, what the fuck? It's like this is Lil Wayne.
Wayne always got punchlines and metaphors, alright?
But that's like it. That's the only redeeming factor of the whole song. The whole beat is ass. The phone home, Wheezy. Phone home. Like, nah, that shit is ass.
Yeah.
The doodle Wheezy Wee. That shit's corny. Like,
doodle Wheezy Wee.
Like, when did this come out?
What the fuck?
Oh, 2008?
What the fuck is a Wheezy Wee?
You know what? 2008. You might have a point there, actually.
Yeah. Phone home.
That shit got a short in it or something?
Yeah.
What part?
Wait, is this. Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, that's actually my water in there. I don't know okay. If that's it. Try to plug the headphones just straight into it because I ain't using this. The splitter is just there. Just
oh, yeah, true. Sure. You got a point. Yeah. Phone home!
Nigga said, go ahead and do the Wheezy Wee.
Phone home! Wheezy. Okay. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. That shit was fucking garbage, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I don't remember that being on Carter 3. Goddamn. But 2008, like, I guess I can dig it. That's like,
you ever heard a song called Before Tune Get Back?
I'm assuming it's Lil Wayne.
No, that's a Lil Twist.
Oh, okay, that makes sense too.
It was like Birdman Jr. Birdman Jr. Jr. Bitch.
That's so cringe. Like, I don't know.
Hey, tell me one time you hear me.
He don't got his own fucking like identity.
Nah, at all. It's
yeah,
just,
yeah, it's straight up Lil Wayne.
Yeah, on God, he's the son.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Birdman's grandson.
Yeah, dead ass. It's so weird because he's definitely a different person. It's not like he related.
Wayne birthed him like asexually.
Yeah, yeah, basically. I mean, like, if we could put it that way.
Like, nah, for real.
Yeah,
look, nah, fuck. But it's like, it was on, fuck, what was the mixtape? What was the mixtape? I think it was on a dedication. I think Dedication 2 or Dedication 3, 1 and 2. Whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, he sounds just like Lil Wayne. Bro.
Know it. I'm like, yo. Like,
he said, Birdman Jr., fuck a dog. Bitch, I got a puma. I was like, damn.
Yeah, it's just like,
I know.
He sounds just like him. Do you rap it in your voice? Yeah. So it's like, it's not even like, I gotta hear it. But
he was like, turn the motherfucking lights on, and I ain't leaving till the motherfucking night on. This ain't a dick, this a motherfucking python.
That's
a
little twist.
Yes.
Lil Wayne flow.
He was like, you know why? Cause some y'all niggas is sick. Some might as well shit. Such and such told me, Chuck, you ain't rich. What's up, such and such? They can suck my dick, cause I got a lot of flows if you need it. Hoes if you need it. Some for no fucking reason.
He sounded like he was going in on.
Yeah, he was, nigga.
That sound hard.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He said diarrhea. I'm running this shit. Yeah, that was hard. That was hard.
That's also a Lil Wayne.
I'm just getting my lap song.
That's Lil Wayne esque ass bar.
Yes,
though.
Bro.
Like, you definitely feel Lil Wayne in that.
Yes, yes.
I would have thought Lil Wayne said that if I didn't already know.
Bruh.
No. Bruh, I ain't digging that shit, y'all.
Birdman Jr., bitch.
Bring it back in. Leave my money up front. Don't do it a back in. It's like his delivery was trash, though. His bars are straight. Like, if we thinking about it,
you said who are you?
Safari, where he's like on Breakfast Club freestyle.
Nah, that ain't it.
It was just his delivery because his bars wasn't that bad. They all made sense.
I still wasn't listening. Once the shit. Then I'm bringing it back in.
I'm bringing it back. Your pockets on a diet, nigga. I'm calling you Atkins. Nah. Bro, I die every time I see that shit.
Yo, that's one of the funniest things on the internet.
Oh, God, to this day. He did all that. He probably prepared them bars and everything. He got shot down.
He was like, yeah, they're gonna
love this. I've been practicing all night. I knew this is coming.
Yeah, 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 I got this.
I'm bringing it back.
It's like, I feel like when people start just speeding up their raps just because you've memorized it, doesn't make it fire. Not in all cases. I think people to truly realize that and understand that.
Safari is just not a good artist.
He can rap a little bit.
I think he's a good writer. I don't think he's a good artist.
I can stand by this.
Yeah, I think because he like there's no doubt in my mind that he wrote some of Nicki's bars. There's no doubt at all.
Still do it.
Yeah, and you can hear his sound in her music, especially in the earlier days when they was like together and shit before Meek Mill.
Yes. Then she hired Meek once she started fucking him.
Nah, no way she take bars from Meek, bro. Meek don't talk about nothing but Rollie.
Meek Mill,
Rollie on my wrist. Rolly on my bitch.
had to say fucking and go and get a whole Rolly fit. Oh
my god. Had a whole Rolly fit. It's crazy. A whole Rolly fit, bro.
Yes, man. Yes.
All right, man, let's go ahead and intro, bro. Yeah, that's a good intro, though. I think niggas will laugh at this.
Oh god. But without further ado, Just having
a whole Rolly fit. Crazy as fuck. Okay.
Got it from SWAT. Hey, shut up, nigga. I'm trying, but
that shit was fucking hilarious. This is the most low key hilarious thing. Like, once you start thinking about it, you're like, what? A Rolly fit. Yeah. Okay.
You two again. Yeah, yeah. I wish I could see this face.
All right. Serious now.
And scene head ass. But without further ado, just want to bring this shit in a little bit smooth. And we always want to make sure we appreciate all of our fan supporters, because if it wasn't for y'all, there would be no us. And again, without further ado, welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. Y'all already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy Jew, aka the Granny Slayer, Panty Player, and the Himalaya Player in this motherfucker. And I also got my main man.
It is your boy Nate on the mic, and welcome back to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. What's good?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, you know, first things first, I appreciate you for breaking in it and like that, you know what I'm saying? Without y'all, we'd be no S. We appreciate it all the time, but we have to make sure y'all knew.
Yeah. At the beginning, nigga.
Yeah. And also, we have to shout out our sponsor that's been with us for a good minute now. Shout out to them, man. They showed us love.
They really do. They really do. What's the scenario? A hip hop card game that's fun for all ages. All right. 14 through 40. If you're from New York, it's definitely a bias ass game. You're definitely going to enjoy it. But if you're playing it down here in the South, you're definitely going to get offended by some choices. All right, like, absolutely. I'm just being real with you, but the game is definitely fun. All right,
it's also really competitive. If you love to debate too,
definitely. To debate
on rap topics, you find yourself doing that with your friends on a daily basis, this would be the perfect game for y'all, man. Most 4 to 8 players is optimal, you know what I'm saying? The more the merrier, in my opinion, as I've seen gameplay on it and shit. And yeah, you're going to have a good time, man. So, SSL Podcast and the promo code when you check out for free shipping.
Yes, sir.
And shout out to them, man. They were showing us love for a minute. I wouldn't say we lost, but a lot of people we haven't re-signed with. But what's the scenario has been the ones that stayed with us for a good minute. So,
definitely want to show them extra love for that.
But first of all, this is not on the topics. All
right.
But I just remembered this conversation because I thought it was a dope conversation. Maybe this is something you want to have on video too, but I mean, it don't hurt to talk about it. Because our last episode that we just recorded is not going to go out in its entirety.
Yeah. It's really just going to be on clips.
Yeah. So,
well, long form.
Yeah. But we was talking about fucking having a daughter and shit. And like the, you know what? Let's go on track. Let's go on track. And then I'll bring this up towards the end because I do want to talk about this. But it'll take longer for me to, you know, spew out what I'm trying to say.
Well, honestly, we could honestly like add that into like the second, you know, topic, because it'll segue. That's a perfect segue to the first topic. Do you think it is okay to show PDA in front of your children?
Okay, well, so me personally, I think it's okay. For one, I think children should be taught to discern what's what. I think they should know that kissing people just in general isn't a good thing. like they should know that this is mommy, this is daddy.
Y'all gotta see like this type of love.
Is how we show affection. This is not something they need to know or learn from their parents, how to discern what's, you know, what that is for and what kissing is type shit.
Instead of just learning it on TV.
Exactly. Now I think that's more dangerous than your parents. Because it's so uncontrollable.
Like, you talking about what, like, on the internet?
Yeah, seeing it on the internet, TV, yeah.
Because you can become desensitized like a motherfucker.
Yeah, and you can't, it's so hard, it's much harder to control that these days. One, because, I mean, you can't just get a kid a fucking Nokia that don't have internet connection or nothing like that. Like, it's very...
Bro, you can't get any kid a non-smartphone nowadays. Yeah, bro.
I mean, because what's a non... I haven't even seen any non-smartphones, period. Bro, I
haven't seen those since the early 2000s.
Deadass, I haven't seen any. Like, I don't see anybody with a non-smartphone. I didn't even think they existed anymore.
Even flip phones are touchscreen now.
Yeah.
Like, bro, this nigga Dion can see...
He got a fucking flip phone touchscreen shit?
Yes. What? So if he's like, nigga, a gram? A 0.5?
That was the best thing about flip phones. So you can just hang up on a nigga with closing the machine.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Yeah, but that's nostalgia, though.
I think it's okay as long as you teach your kids what it is that y'all doing and shit like that, so they know what it is, instead of growing up thinking this is just okay. Because I can definitely see kids seeing their parents kiss and they go out to the playground and be kissing somebody else because they think that's what you're supposed to do or whatever.
Because you're just learning blindly.
Yeah, exactly.
Not knowing truly what it is.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's an avoidable thing if parents just say, hey, this is how me and your mom show affection. Now, also, just to answer the question, I think more concisely, yes, I think it's okay. Me personally, I would try to avoid it most of the time. If it's avoidable, I would try to avoid it, just because,
understandable.
I mean, it's hard to teach kids certain things when they just don't understand life. Yeah. They don't know anything. So it's like,
and most likely they see y'all kissing, I'm like, ew.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
He's supposed to think like that. He's supposed to think like that. But we made the TikTok, bro. I think our kids is gonna be like
desensitized.
Man, yeah. I thought I was desensitized, nigga. What? They have nothing but.
Bro, you got 8 year olds talking about doing drills, and they never did a drill a day in their life.
She was like 4 or something like that. And her dad was like, NBA YoungBoy whack, and she's like, no, he not. He's like, yeah, he is. She was like, he gonna kill you. I'm like, what? What she know about this? Like,
wait, how old was she?
She looked like 4. She was like, you know, the voice and how tall she was. She seemed like she was like 4 years old.
Bruh, yo.
So I think, I thought I was desensitized.
Don't try this at home.
Our kids is gonna be desensitized as fuck.
Bruh, Mike, I'm moving to the Amish country.
You think you would actually do that?
Whitehall.
Hey, you bullshitting. You ain't gonna do that, you ain't gonna do that shit.
Okay. I need well, nigga, you think I'll be out there chilling with Ezekiel?
You never know, bro. You never know
what happens. I'd vacation, you know, and try it.
Fuck around, turn Muslim and move to the promised land or something.
I'm moving to Kenya or, like, you know, Ghana or some shit. Ghana.
Yeah, but
Ghana.
I say Ghana. Kenya and Ghana together?
Yeah.
Ghana.
Nah, I was thinking of like Adesanya. But just to.
Damn, I wish you knew about Vice. We could talk about that.
Okay. But, but I honestly do think PDA is just a little important for your kids growing up. Just, well, if you obviously, just like you were saying, explain to them what it is. And but it's also important for them to actually see that type of love so they can actually like understand that this is a healthy relationship. This is healthy love, healthy affection that you're supposed to do. And this is something that they can actually bring into their relationships once they get older and stuff like that. So only reason why I even bring this up, the Breakfast Club was actually having a conversation on this, and I was like, huh, you know what? This would be a pretty good topic to talk about. You know, shout out to the Breakfast Club. You know, definitely trying to be like y'all one day, right?
Yeah. I think it's a good topic because people don't really pay attention to what they do in front of kids.
Oh, and yeah,
people
don't understand sponges.
People don't understand how sponges children are. They see shit and they
how observant they are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They see shit and they're going to like do those same mannerisms. They say those same words when they get
very
mad.
Very impressionable.
I even seen it with, you know, well, I won't say her name or nothing like that, but Dion's daughter.
Yeah.
She would say things when she get mad that we said when we got mad.
like
like they pay attention and we don't think, we like, oh, they babies, they don't know, like they don't know shit. Bro, they gonna learn. They will learn. We humans,
anything
are
past two, like they're like,
humans are,
that's
fucking
start,
amazing.
Yeah.
Like that's crazy. That's so crazy how she just observes actions and she like, this is what's normal. This is how this is what people do when they mad. This is what people do when they happy. Like crazy. Like that's so crazy to me, bro.
I'm about to
We ain't
gotta
get too deep. Like, yeah, that's so insane. Like
I get it.
Of like creatures, bro. We are animals at the end of the day, but we evolved to a point of being so fucking smart.
We're constantly evolving, dude.
Yeah, it's so fucking crazy.
Bro, what if we came up with like 2 nutsacks?
Bro, first of all, did you know that we are capable? Now, not saying that we can, but we can't. Well, not saying that we, it's possible, I guess, now.
Yeah.
It would take, you know, genetics over time to put us in this position, but we could produce venom. Our bodies are, all mammals' bodies are capable of producing venom. It's just evolution hasn't took us there yet. But
evolution's not going to give us that.
I mean, depending on what happens, it's just like, you know, how the world changes around us. And that's how we evolve, is when the world changes.
Evolution.
We'll be dead. Our kids be dead. Yeah, our kids probably be dead. But evolution takes a long time. Especially now, we evolving slower as time goes on, actually.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I still think, like, bruh, if we produce our own venom, bruh.
I mean,
that'd be kind of hard, though. Right?
Yeah, I don't know what it would be used against, though. I feel like, like, what would we use it for? Because
self defense.
You would think, like, other people would be immune to venom.
Like, nigga, did you just spit some venom on me, nigga? Bow, bow. What's venom to a Glock 19?
Yeah, I say, if we spit venom, like, shouldn't we be able to just, like, aren't we just
human strength?
Yeah,
at this
like,
point?
Shouldn't we just, guns wouldn't even.
Damn.
guns wouldn't even work no more. Like, you could spit venom, but you still can die by bullets.
Easy, nigga. Morality.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah. You're still not immortal. Yeah, that makes sense.
Excuse me.
But yeah, that's a fun fact, bro. That's an actual real thing. All
right. And, well, again, to wrap that up, PDA in front of your kids in the proper way.
Yes.
Do that. Do that. Do
make,
that.
Be able to talk to yes. your kids, too, bro.
Yes. We need to show them more healthy love instead of toxic relationships, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. You need to talk to them like, well, not like they're adults when they're like four, whatever, whenever they see y'all kids, but I'm saying like,
talk to them like
some have adults, some respect for them to at least try to explain to them what you're doing and not look at them like, oh, they're a kid. I'm an adult. I do what I want. Because that's what most parents do. They avoid it. Then their kids
fucking. But I am an adult and I do what I want.
Huh?
I'm just fucking with you.
Oh. But most parents do it like that. Avoid the conversation. And fuck around. Their daughter again dig down in like middle school.
Yeah. And just because she saw it. Yeah. 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 And then she like heard a porn.
Yep. Yep.
And then it was all downhill ever yep. since.
Oh God, I knew too, bro. In predominantly black areas, it's so many young girls like out here fucking, bro. It's really sad. Only because I mean, it wasn't sad back then, because you know, that's me. You know, what I'm saying, that's all me right there,
bro.
What?
What? Like, nah. I blinked out for a second. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
No, nah, I was bullshitting.
All right, cool. Alright, but moving along. Second topic. The random events at the Met Gala. Like, we ain't gotta go like full detail.
Yeah, I don't, it's like, just, I don't have much.
Yeah.
You know what was one thing that I don't think you mentioned, I guess pre-show. There was a lady that was like ASAP Rocky, and then he was like,
oh yeah,
he was
yeah.
like, pardon. Say, like, I just heard everybody say Rihanna and nobody say ASAP Rocky, so I decided to call for your name. I'm like, bitch, you petty hoe. Like, you petty hoe. Like, come on, bro. Respect this man. Like, it's not just like, come on, bro. You ain't have to put attention out there to it. Like damn.
Nobody was calling you, so it's just like, like just went to, wait, but what if she had like all good intent though?
But I don't know. I felt like that was petty. I ain't gonna lie. It's that Rocky like, handled it well. Yeah. Like, bitch, you like, ain't have to make that comment. Like,
stank face ass bitch.
This is never a story until you made it one, you fucking dumb bitch. What the
fuck? Like, yo, why you had to do me like that?
Yeah. That nigga said pardon. Like, he just, man, that man. That nigga said pardon. Uh-huh. I beg your pardon.
Pardon me? I did a little poke. Pardon me? I'm still acting.
Would you, if you was famous, would you go to the Met Gala?
Fuck no. I feel like they would have no food there.
I mean, why wouldn't they have food?
I don't know.
Yeah, I like
this. The white people. Tiana Taylor brought Chick-fil-A. Okay,
shit. So shit. True yeah. that. So you can just get Chick-fil-A.
Nah, she brought it, nigga. Like from home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can get Chick-fil-A and go to the Met Gala.
You know what? You are.
I don't like. What would you wear to the Met Gala though? Fucking!
I would do like a Uzi Vert and just wear like the most extreme ass shit I can find.
Or Migos. Migos would still be styling. They would be looking crazy as fuck.
Yeah. I'll just, you know, a little light drip. Just, you know.
Drip.
Yeah. It's like, I'll do like a black and silver suit type deal.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. You know, some slight.
Yeah, but you're right. We ain't got to talk about this. I don't really give too much about Met Gala.
Oh, but look, Doja Cat. She did like she did this like cat thing. Yeah. She had, look, I ain't gonna lie, I actually liked it a little bit. Like
I didn't like the meowing.
No, I didn't like the meowing. No,
yeah, it's just I like what she was wearing was pretty
little
cool.
Cosplay shit. Like that shit was pretty nice.
Yeah,
it was
pretty cool.
She looked like a who.
I like that. Yeah, I like that she was doing like she do different like shit. Like she tried to step out the box, but the whole meow like that shit was.
She sounded like Gary. yo. I actually went back and I listened to Kill Bill. I listened to it like a good few times. But the Doja Cat, like, bruh, Doja's spitting.
Yeah, I just wish it was a little longer.
Yes,
bro.
58 seconds, bro.
That was her verse?
Yes.
That's actually pretty average.
Bruh, but she squeezed the whole 16 in there. Damn. And she wasn't even rapping the full time.
I ain't gonna lie, I thought her verse was a little short, and I'm just disappointed.
It was
by
short.
That. But it was
the song
a good
was
verse.
Short in general. It was like 2 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But even then, it's like, I'll keep it a G. Doja Cat made the song better. I don't really like what SZA. I feel like, I killed my ex. Like, I
thought it was stupid. All right. I mean, I wasn't like, me that's personally, just me, I'm just me. A fan. I'm a fan of like Control so much that you might as well stop whispering. Like, we already. Bees in the trap. Bees in the trap.
Alright, we good now. But yeah, Doja Cat, she, yeah, I'll still get her pregnant.
Yeah, oh, I was saying, like, I'm such a fan of Control that I mean, this new SZA is not really just.
It's not hitting.
It's not giving. It's not giving at all.
Hey.
It's not giving.
Hey.
Control.
No.
It's not giving control.
No, hey. Don't say that. Don't say that, gay shit.
I said it like 3 times already. What
yeah.
You
don't sound. What you do? Sound like you. You sound like you in your soft boy era.
I said it's giving. I said it.
You sound like you in your soft boy era.
I said it 5 times. like what's gonna happen? Like,
you soft.
What's gonna happen?
I'm gonna
and
judge
they
you.
Gonna touch me.
I'm not gonna judge you.
It's giving. Move on.
I'm gonna judge you.
like nigga, say it, cause I ain't gonna lie.
No.
Nigga, I ain't no fucking. I don't know how to interpret that.
I can't.
Nigga said. Like, what the fuck that mean?
Why, you throwing up gang signs and shit?
I don't know. I'm trying to interview a podcast.
It's better than just interrupt it so we can just get it out the way okay, then.
Nigga, no. I'm taking a risk. Oh, wait. You know what? No. I dead ass is trying to, like, not buy, like, another bottle tomorrow. You still got another thing? Nigga, it's not just going to be me drinking.
Everybody be drinking?
Yeah.
damn, all y'all niggas so broke I can't go to the stove. Like, damn, nigga, it ain't even like that. damn, shit, dude, y'all niggas dirty as fuck.
But yeah,
just giving
but
broke.
Yet, but yeah, but guess what? But guess what? You wouldn't be. Don't do that. You over here drinking a Bud Light. Shut the fuck up. Okay, but you want to call me broke? like, fuck out of here. Like, nah, go buy a bottle.
Nigga, you over here drinking a Bud Light.
You drinking beer, nigga. What the fuck?
Man. Boo.
Fucking nigga. Coming for me.
Like, nigga, you drinking a Bud Light, nigga. Fuck you mean?
At least I got some liquor, nigga.
Damn about your opinion right now.
Damn, we just really got.
Yeah, but I like Kill Bill though.
Oh yeah,
I actually like Kill Bill. I like that album. It's just not as good as Control.
I didn't listen to the album.
Why not?
I think Summer Walker's better.
That's debatable.
Debatable.
Yeah, at this point.
What the fuck you mean debatable?
I think before
Summer Walker's blowing her out the water creatively.
I think before. Damn, what's his last album? Scissor Drop. What was it called?
It was with Doves in the Wind, right?
No, that was Control. You talking? I'm talking about the latest one. SOS. It was called SOS.
Oh, okay.
Before she dropped that, bro, SZA was like top of the game, bro. Control is like the most complete body of work any female artist has ever dropped, besides Beyonce and Rihanna with Auntie, because Auntie was hard as fuck.
I get that.
The thing what you said about. Summer Walker blowing her out of the water creatively. That's Cal because
what?
Kill Bill. She literally got. You remember what Kill Bill 2 was?
No, I'm talking about music wise, not for music videos.
I think Summer Walker is more has been more consistent. Yeah. I can say that much. I wouldn't really compare them as artists though. They both, even though they make. I guess R&B. What would you?
Yeah.
Does SZA make R&B? I don't really think so.
I think they both make R&B.
I think Summer Walker definitely makes R&B or is esque music.
Yeah,
she makes sex music. SZA seems a little different. I don't know. It don't seem like R&B. It seems like more of a.
Summer Walker makes stripper music.
I didn't like Summer Walker's last album.
Yeah.
I didn't like her last album like that.
What?
Yeah, there's like one song in there. I think it had one of City Girls on there. I thought that was dope. Yeah, I forgot the name of it. But I thought it was a pretty mid album. So
isn't that the one with Karma on it?
That's the one that was basically
fucking Girls Need Love Too or some shit.
No, I like that song.
Okay. Honestly.
Yeah, that song was hard as fuck. Like,
wait, no, that.
That's her, I think.
No.
That's Summer Walker?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that song's hard as fuck. No cap. I'm not even a girl.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll be relating to it. I ain't even a bitch. Like, you're just like, you right, sis.
I'm feeling you, bitch.
Like, oh God.
Fuck that nigga, bitch.
Oh God. Oh God. But like, it, like last album when she was talking about fucking London on the track, like basically a tribute to her, not a tribute to her ex, but you know, like a diss.
Yeah, a diss album.
Yeah.
Like all the shit you did to me.
Yeah,
I'm leaving you.
I'm at work listening to this shit. I'm like, yeah, this ain't it.
Bitch, you just hurt.
Yeah, facts. And bitches, bro. The crazy thing about that situation is that all his baby mamas was telling her that he ain't shit, and but she still just went for it.
Bro, nigga, do you see how many tattoos she has? Nigga, she got daddy and mommy issues and uncle issues. Why do you think she was going for it? And I'm pretty sure that pussy is fire.
I ain't, that's just straight delusion at that point.
Hey, bro, man, fuck it.
If four niggas is telling me, shit, even less than that, but let's just
nigga,
say four.
If a nigga tell me, I mean, not going.
Nah, okay, that's crazy. You gonna take one nigga opinion?
It depends on the nigga.
True.
If it's you, I'ma actually like consider.
Yeah, yeah. If it's somebody I know, like
L. If it's Reef, I'm gonna be like, nigga, shut the fuck up.
I mean,
I'm not gonna like say that, but it's like, I wouldn't take it.
It would
serious.
Depend on nigga though. Yeah. Like, but it's only will be my main, like my homies. If they say like this bitch is not it, I'm gonna believe that. But it's gonna take like a good three niggas of that I don't know to tell me.
Oh yeah, and shout out to my boy Reef. He coming up in this world. All right. He doing what he had to do, and this nigga, he came up on them rack A's because he was working hard. All right,
turn it up.
Yeah, I'm proud of my boy.
All right,
still a bitch though. Yeah, I just wanted to publicly like, you know, shout that boy out. That shit harsh as fuck. I'm gonna tell
you.
Yeah,
I already know. Yeah. It was a bad idea putting that nug in there. I should have just rolled.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah, that.
You
didn't
taste eat. That shit. And it tastes like shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Next topic.
Yeah. No. Last topic.
See, I don't even think that was our topic. Yeah, we just ventured off to that.
Yeah. Like usual. So, how do you feel about the advantages and the disadvantages of like AI and ChatGPT? Because honestly, that shit is taking over.
So, boom. Let me give y'all my perspective on this AI thing. And for those of you who don't know, I have my own AI channel, which it's on the verge of being bigger than our podcast channel. Like, I mean, I would say probably a couple of days from now, it's already doubling our views.
I already know, nigga.
And it's completely AI. I mean, of course, I do the editing, but everything else is through AI. For me, and also thinking back to. Let me just keep going.
Yeah.
But for me, it's been super useful. Now, I can't speak on artists, the downside of artists, you know, their voice being recreated in music and shit like that. I can imagine that would be an easy lawsuit to have against AI companies for just, you know, stealing your likeness type shit.
Yeah.
But I can only say, especially because I'm also starting college next week, actually.
Turn up, nigga.
Bro, plagiarism is a motherfucking college. They tell you that in high school, but yo, you would get fucking
kicked
academic deferments and kicked the fuck out. If you, yeah, nigga, I got a deferment because I thought I can just copy and paste some shit. I thought it was going to be slick and smooth, nigga. A week later, they called me into like the dean's office or whatever the fuck it was. Whatever, it was some office. And he was like, yeah, you know, we're going to have to, you know, they take this serious over here, right? I'm like, why the heck? I see that now. But now they have AI websites where you can just paraphrase shit. You can, bro, it's literally just free. Plop some shit in there, paraphrase it. You can have ChatGPT fucking type up a whole essay, then paraphrase it. And then you're perfectly fine. So I see this being super beneficial for at least people that want to use it for these reasons. AI channels are not going to be, and this is a word of advice to anybody that wants to start an AI channel, no matter what it's about, you're going to have to eventually venture off and do your own content type shit.
Yeah, because niggas are going to get bored.
Yeah, and YouTube also looks at those channels weird, though. You have to make your own content. Otherwise, they see it as
a spam channel.
Yeah, exactly. So you also have to, you know, venture off. Once you get big enough, venture off into your own content so you can get
partnered. That's how some of those niggas be having so many subscribers and you just see them randomly just blow up in the algorithm.
What? Why?
Like, some people that do, like, review, like, food reviews and shit like that.
So, I mean, I can give us some sauce.
Yeah.
So, food is huge because everybody loves fucking food. So that's just a huge niche thing that you can do if you cook or you do anything like that. Look at these videos. What I do and what I think everybody should do is just mimic the style, bro. It's a thing that works, and that's the algorithm looks at those and they. And also, the algorithm works in this way, which I actually just recently found out. Algorithm changes every fucking day, every week, every month. So, I mean, if this doesn't work for you or if you don't understand it now, it's because the algorithm has probably changed since
yeah,
I said this.
Yeah, I can respect.
But how TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube does things is, at first, they put your video out, and mostly reels, not posts, and nothing like that. But yeah. Short form content, they put your video out. And to a certain amount of people, let's say 500 people, if those people watch over 60%, 70%, it reaches a certain threshold. So in the algorithm's mind, it's like, oh, okay, let's start pushing this to a little bit more people. It goes to another threshold. Let's say it's a higher percentage of retention time. They're going to say, oh, let's push it to more people. And that's how things blow up. That's why most blow ups happen over time, because it's a threshold reached, then another threshold reached, then another threshold reached, and then a blow up, because it's like, okay, people love this content, they watching it. Okay. So let's show it to a lot of people. So basically, retention time is where you want to fucking be at on all of this shit, reels, shorts, TikTok, all that shit. You want to be able to keep people's attention, even if it's clickbaity. Straight up. Hey. Like, even if you got a fool
from Adam 22.
Yeah.
Well, Adam 13. Wait, no, Adam 16.
Yeah, Adam 16. Damn, bro, the fall off is real. I be seeing their views. I'm like, damn. We was looking up to y'all for a minute, too. Oh, God. Bro.
I'm still looking up certain things, not everything.
I can't say.
But just wait, were you done giving off some sauce? Or
yeah, I guess that's I save. I save other things I have to say. Maybe I make this a segment. Maybe I, because I do want to give out my knowledge and of things. I feel like a lot of it would be useful to a lot of people. I see people create content. I'm like, yo, you can make this better, and I think making this a segment could be helpful for some people. So they get to, you know, saying the sauce on how to actually do the social media thing. I'm not saying I'm the GOAT, but I know.
But you know what you know, right?
Yeah, I know what fucking works. I see it all the time.
Oh, jeez. Yo, you should become a social media consultant.
I should, but I mean, it's hard to find money in that.
Yeah, true.
People think they can just do it themselves. And
but then they realize, and then they just like, bro, just come to a nigga like me.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me help you. All right, come on.
But that's more of what, and I guess this goes into future plans. I want to move on after this, by the way.
I haven't like given my opinion. I'm still waiting.
Wait, what are we talking about?
AI and chat.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
No, you good, dude.
To a whole nother thing. But shit, fuck it. Just to go back to the AI thing, yeah, you can give your opinion.
So
I spent too long on this. I'm like, damn, I've been talking this long.
Honestly, I think for the future it's definitely going to be dangerous. Mm-hmm. Terrorist calls. You can act like, let's say somebody uses your voice and admits you committed a crime. How would you know?
You could technically do that right now and nobody's doing it.
Yeah, but people will start doing it. Especially since the Breakfast Club has talked about it and they reach over 5 million people. Yeah. A couple hundred people, they're going to do that shit.
Well, what sucks is that, yeah, with him saying that or one of them saying that,
yeah,
when they have that much reach, is probably a bad idea.
The worst thing to say. But, you know, not throwing any shots. But
yeah, but yeah, that's crazy. Anyway. But I guess I concede to that point.
Yeah, you know, because only reason why I'm saying, and also, like, let's say you have a dispute, like, with one of your coworkers and shit. Let's say you have a messy ass coworker that's like you. Like, not saying you're messy, but you're like
smart and tactical.
Yeah. Very analytic and shit.
Uh-huh. Like, I wouldn't just do
like,
that. By
yeah, way. I know you would. Yeah, because you're not messy. You're just like, nigga, I beat your ass.
I know I can beat your ass. Okay.
Like, but let's say it's a petty nigga that's as smart as you. Oh yeah. What if they? Because it's out. It's very possible. It is sure, very, very yeah. possible. All right. Yeah,
everything's possible.
Yeah, baby. I'm trying to tell you, yeah. bro. Like, these are possible. These are only like. Don't get me wrong. I know they're a little bit extreme, but these are possibilities that people have to take in consideration as well. Like, granted, everything man-made is doomed to fail sooner or later.
You know what? Like, I low key agree with you. I can see it being dangerous. I just don't know how. I don't think people making like terroristic threats and stuff is a big threat. I mean, I feel like
not unless you do something. There's
like people using AI to do that. I think there's a bigger chance of you getting shot by the police on a random traffic stop.
Yeah.
Than that happening. Going through the lengths of making terroristic threats in your voice with AI. Like, that's just such an extreme thing. I think it's gonna be dangerous, but I don't really know how it's gonna be dangerous.
It might just be dangerous to the people that got money.
Yeah, probably.
Honestly. Probably. I can see it like that.
Yeah, because for us, like, you know, people kind of not at the bottom, you know, we above middle the
class,
bottom.
Middle
but
class,
we,
yeah.
Yeah, we somewhere in the middle. And yeah. For us, I think it's super beneficial in most ways. Now, even with music, goddamn, I'm liking this new fucking AI Drake album.
I'm going to probably use the AI to help me write a song.
Facts.
Like, I'm going to see if it works.
Yeah, facts.
Now, I'm going to keep it a G. I cannot use AI just because, and also, it'll make a lot of lazy writers.
True.
Like, yo, I definitely feel just like, and I agree with Charlamagne the God on this one. It's going to weaken everybody's brain muscles.
By the way.
You said, huh?
It's already a bunch of lazy writers, by the way.
So it's just going to make them even lazier.
Niggas don't write. Niggas just go in high as hell and freestyle straight up.
Look at South Park.
Yeah, niggas better just get high as fuck and go freestyle. That's what that is, honestly.
Like, shit, I think Family Guy, their writing got lazy. Like,
really yeah, it lazy. Got lazier.
Yeah. It's like, true fans, they truly understand. All
right, bro, fuck South Park right now. I'm on a South Park strike.
Oh, yeah, because they haven't even released shit.
Because they fucking signed a deal for mad seasons. So the way they finessing it is doing 6 episodes per season. So I'm like, yo, y'all really fucking pissing me off. Y'all got money hungry, signed a terrible deal, and now y'all making us fucking pay the price with 6 episodes per fucking season. Y'all can eat a dick right now.
Now we gotta wait for a whole nother season.
Man, fuck them. Like, nigga, what? I ain't waiting for no fucking other season. Bro, I'm watching fucking Ghost.
Yeah, it's time to hop on this gangster shit.
Yeah, fuck what y'all talking about, man. Right, I'm mad.
This is gangster shit. This is what we need to watch. Fuck you mean. All right. Fuck what they talking about.
Oh, God. But now, I do think maybe AI could probably take people's jobs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, especially cost you new jobs and shit. They could be so smart.
Nah.
But you never know.
They actually did. Now, that was a point that they actually did bring up in the Breakfast Club. Now, even though AI, that can be a possibility, even if you call, like, let's say you call insurance or something like that, you're not going to want to talk to a machine.
Oh, yeah, for
you're
sure.
You're going to want to talk to a real person. AI cannot mimic emotions, real people. Like,
well, I think it's only a matter of time, bro. We already,
you know, yeah, we are like, yeah, slowly
AI
but surely
voices
advancing.
From 2010s. To now have already evolved so much that they sound even more realistic, even though it sounds, you know, it still sounds,
they're still using real voices.
But I think companies would cut costs wherever they can, so if that means if they can lay off a bunch of people to just put in this AI shit or this algorithm machine
thing, so they help them make more money.
Yeah, exactly, they will do that. So I can see that being one of the things.
But I still don't think that will. Nah. It can. It'll take certain fields, but it wouldn't take all fields. Like,
I mean, we got millions of years before this Earth blow up. So there's, yeah. Like, so
yeah, we gonna be dead by the
possibility. Like, the possibility is endless. Dog.
Hey, but the podcast gonna live on.
Hey, oh God, hopefully, goddamn. You never know, cause I had a fucking, This is such a non-interesting story, by the way.
Why tell it?
Because it goes to my point of all shit right. May not be around, because I had a fucking crypto wallet back in the day.
Oh, shit.
Like 2013, but there's like a company called Zappo, and somebody fucking bought their ass, and then they're trying to charge me $200 to get it, like, subscription to get my shit back. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck is this? Like,
why?
So, yeah, our podcast, who knows, Spotify might sell to YouTube or Google. Shit, who knows? That'd be fucking insane. Google would turn into a monopoly.
Bro, fuck them. Well, not fuck them, but
yeah. You get Google been here.
Yeah, I don't get you on the Google. All
right, this is stupid, though.
Yeah, it is.
I want to talk about the Devin Haney thing now.
Oh, yeah.
So you fucking, you seem to think that this bodybuilder nigga, by the way, he's not just a bodybuilder nigga. I forgot his name. I think he's on a Full Send podcast. You probably don't know what that is, but shout out to Full Send podcast. They huge as fuck.
Shout out to them.
They had Donald Trump on, and within a day, they had 4.5 million views on like a 2-hour podcast. So, I mean, this nigga's doing big things.
Yeah.
But anyways, he was talking to Devin Haney, and he was like, "Yo, I will fucking kill you in a street fight." Like, Devin Haney's basically saying, "Yo, I will beat your fucking ass." Like, what are you talking about?
Like, probably, do you not know who the fuck I am?
You see,
like, do you not see these hands? Like,
straight up, though.
But look on YouTube.
So you seem to think that the bodybuilder nigga in a street fight, will beat Devin Haney's ass?
Hell no. Well. I'll say this: in a street fight, anything goes. Now, I know this nigga hands might be official in the ring. All right. But in a street fight, I don't know, man. It's kind of like fair game at that point.
Bruh, I ain't gonna lie, because you're not the only one. And
I'm just looking at it from a fair perspective.
Yeah, I guess. But you're not the only one that think that a bigger nigga will beat the smaller.
No. I didn't say he would beat him. I just said it would be fair game. Nah.
Bro,
I know.
You just said that off air, though. That's what you said.
You asked me, you said, who would you fight, Devin Haney or a bodybuilder ass nigga? That. Yeah, that's what you said.
That's what you answered. That's not what I said. That's the question that you answered, but that's not the question I asked.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, though, most people was like, a lot of people was like, yeah, the bigger nigga, there's weight classes for a reason. The bigger nigga would probably win because of that reason. Yo, I'm gonna be honest, as I'm looking at this, and I think hearing this buff nigga talk is exactly how regular niggas think about they like skill in fighting, and completely underestimate the skills of a boxer in comparison to a regular nigga. I don't give a fuck how big you are, my nigga.
He gonna hit your ass.
Have you ever seen the Conor McGregor clip of him fighting the dude from Game of Thrones? He's a fucking like 7 foot tall buff.
Yeah.
And he's just like bink. Oh shit. He's like bink, just punch him in his stomach, bink, back up, bink, like it was
that. He knew how to get in and get out.
If a nigga is skilled enough, you might think you can fucking grab him, bruh.
But he's gonna like probably he's gonna like piece hit you in the temple.
He's gonna piece you up seven times before you even get a hold of him. And then another thing that people underestimate with strikers in general, but mainly boxers, because boxers focus a lot on this, is the footwork. You gonna be trying to check. You don't know how to cut a nigga off. You don't know how to take angles. You don't know how to do any of that.
He's
gonna pivot off. He's gonna fucking swerve your ass, basically. Juke. Like, he's gonna fucking juke you up, piece you up, nigga. And this whole time, you gonna be rushing at him with your hands out? Like, I don't think so, brother.
Yeah, true. And plus, you gotta incorporate the head movement as well.
Yeah. They're so good at not getting hit, or even if they do get hit,
they know
moving with the punches.
Yeah, true.
I ain't gonna lie. Devin Haney would piece his fucking ass up. I don't know. I don't know why he thought that this shit is sweet.
Because he's like, bro, I'm a big guy.
Yeah, that
but
shit
he doesn't know nothing. What lactic acid
he
is.
Might, yeah, true that too. A lot of niggas think they cardio going like hold up for more than a minute. It's not in a real fight. Adrenaline's pumping, you're going to gas out pretty fast.
Not unless you get that second win pretty quickly.
But the big nigga might like take more punches than like a normal nigga would.
That's pretty much it.
But Devin Haney also made a good point that a regular dude is not used to getting hit. So if you get pieced up by a fucking boxer and your shit is split, because bare knuckles slice.
Oh, yeah.
They slice skin. Like, they really do. Your fucking shit fucked up. Your eyes swollen up, nigga. You're not going to want to fight no more.
At all.
Yeah, a regular, like, a nigga would have shot your ass. Nigga,
you got it. Damn. I'm going to get my big brother.
Yeah. Like, a regular nigga is not taking those boxer strikes with hands. Like, yeah, it's not happening. No, you're getting knocked out, sliced.
Like, whoa. What that nigga Rumble said? I got the Glock because I heard that his jab was nicer.
Straight up.
Oh, God. Wait, bro. What you mean? I spent $500 on this Glock. You think I ain't going to use it?
Oh, God, nigga. I don't, shit, bro. I mean, that's like, I be hating that shit, bro. Like, I be hating that that's our reality too, because it's like, damn, you can't even fight a nigga.
Because it's like, you got mass shootings and shit, so you just never know. And then, even then, well, okay, all right, that's just being, I'm just being an asshole with that one. But nah, you also have to take in consideration, niggas are pussy, just like you're saying. Yeah, like, trying to fight. Let's say you fighting a nigga, you willing to just shoot the ones. You got the strap on you, but you just like Dion and fucking Snowfall. He's like, oh, you feeling froggy, nigga? Leap.
Yeah.
To hold my strap, cuz. Like, nigga, you ready to, like, you know, squabble and shit? You beating this nigga's ass.
Yeah, I'm going to get
then
shot.
Then he sit here, yeah, and just uplick. I'd rather uplick first.
All right. Yeah, exactly. Instead of doing all this bullshit. That's sad that you can't just beat a nigga ass no more.
But it's only certain individuals that will actually. Individuals.
Huh? It's most individuals.
No, that goes against my point. I'm saying it's only certain niggas out here that will actually just shoot the ones and keep the respect and just keep it pushing. And it's mainly, I'll say, 30-year-olds and shit, like around that generation. My generation and up, I'll say that. The younger generation really on some, like,
I don't know, man. I don't see that shit. Like,
I've seen some old niggas actually, like, say, fuck it.
I've seen some young niggas do that too, but that don't really, it's not a good, like, percentage on who's gonna do it or who's not. I think older niggas probably more liable to just shoot your ass.
Unless we best friends
or some shit.
Yeah, that's.
Or you my brother. like.
Wait, nah. You gotta also consider them niggas on street beefs and shit.
Yeah. That's
they go to fight. So yeah, it's like, yeah, I get it.
I don't know, man. I wish you could just beat a nigga ass. You can take that and move on. But I get it. It's really mainly just a pride thing.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just sit there and get your ass beat, probably in front of bitches. like nobody.
You hear World Star and
everything. Yeah. You don't want that to happen. Like, I get it.
So let me ask. Last topic. Overrated collab albums. In your opinion, which were some of them?
So I'm gonna go ahead and go with every collab album I've heard from NBA YoungBoy.
Oh, why you had to do that?
Because I mean, from all the ones I heard, it's been fucking mid. Like, bruh, straight up, he's
Moneybagg Yo though.
And it's crazy though, because DaBaby was the one that was mid on on that collab album.
Yeah, he really was.
Yeah, well, it wasn't really NBA YoungBoy fought that much, but the Rich the Kid album was mid. Rich the Kid sucks too.
Oh yeah, man. Any collab album with Rich the Kid.
Yeah, but to be honest though, his, like, who he does collabs with is kind of like slim with talent, because he beef with everybody.
Yeah, so it's like, look, he did one with Lil Wayne and that shit was ass.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Like, yes, that's crazy. Bro. How you made, I think he did one with Gunna too. I think that one was all right. Yeah.
That sounds crazy.
Yes.
I might be wrong, but I'm just saying shit. That's crazy. But yeah, all the ones I heard was ass. Like, all of them. Yeah. The ones I've listened to. But
Future, Drake, we can admit that that was overrated.
It's crazy because I was the one overrating it when it came out.
Yeah,
I
bro. Thought it was so hard. You're not the only one. You're not the only one.
Bro, greatest album of all time, bro.
Then you get over, you're just like, bro, that shit was ass.
I like Diamonds Dancing.
Diamonds.
You know what I need
from you when I get home.
Yeah. Yeah, Drake been ruining songs for so long.
Wait, he said in views over 200 times. He said this. Like, yo, if you have to say that one word so many times in an ad lib, It's simple but effective.
Yeah, all right? God, that's all I got. Drake don't really got a long list of ad libs. It's really just
G by babies.
The dumbest ad lib I heard all fucking year, dog.
Yeah, I got to start fucking do this, nigga. Like, he said that shit
was hard though,
bro. Yeah. He said that because of Kanye, bro.
Yeah, I know. He been dissing. Even when what is it, Travis Scott song?
He
just Kanye. Yeah.
Look, I ain't gonna lie. Dirt and Baby, they collab album. Overrated.
I wouldn't say it's overrated though, because like not that many people really even talk about it. A lot of people, I think, forgot about it, to be honest.
Yeah, because it's like this is microwave. This is the age of microwave music.
Yeah, but I think fans know when some shit is like not put together well. Yeah. I think they know.
Yeah. Even just like the NBA YoungBoy and the Baby shit, that was rushed. Everybody said that too. Hear it. Bro, y'all sound the exact same on all this shit. And then the I got a thing in the bit.
That shit was fucking stupid.
Bro, what the fuck, bro? Oh, Playboi Carti and Uzi.
They had a collab album?
I think they did.
I don't like Playboi Carti at all.
I don't either.
I don't even like him by himself.
I kid you not. When I was working at DHL's, this dude, that was one of my coworkers. Same age as me. We was like, what? Shit. I think it was like 24 at the time. Yeah, 24 or so. Bruh, this nigga said Playboi Carti is his favorite rapper of all time.
Bruh, oh my God. Wow. How? Why? Like, what did he even do? Like, he doesn't say anything.
Like, I
just don't understand.
You don't get bitches like that.
Bro, and I'm a type of nigga that try to look at people's perspective and try to understand it.
I do too, but I can't understand that.
That's the one rapper that I'm like, yo, I don't know how you like him.
At all.
I just don't. I don't understand.
Like, all right, Saucy Santana. You might like him because you low-key gay on the inside. Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah. Like, it is what
or
it
maybe
is.
You like his energy or something.
Yeah, you like, you just the guy.
Yeah, you like the bad bitch energy. Yeah, that's what you like.
Yeah,
okay,
you're in your soft boy era.
Yeah. Oh, well, no. I think if you listen to Saucy Santana, you're probably gay. And, like, it's a very short list of straight guys listening to Saucy Santana, I'm going to be honest. We all know it.
I don't think it's any straight.
Yeah, we all know it. It's not even an offensive take.
Oh, my mother. I'd rather listen to a female rapper.
Yeah.
I'm listening to Erykah Banks before I listen to Saucy Santana.
I don't like female rapper at all.
Look, I ain't even going to lie to you, bro.
Like, for so, real, bro.
Like, yes, bro. Like, on Rosecrans, bro. Like, listen. Some females really be like going in for real.
Who?
All right.
Well, besides Erykah Banks, you just said.
Yeah, Lotto. I can't even lie. She go hard. Straight. Yeah. She got Snow the Product. She
having
still
Pretty
going?
Girl bars, though. I don't really like that Pretty Girl bars.
Oh, Tia Cormier or the Freaky T Bitch.
Oh.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I fuck with that song. Like, I fuck with it. I'd be like, look at me, bitch, you wanna be? Call me Freaky T off the leash. I feel like a dog. I can hella flee. Oh, yeah, I be fucking with that shit. Man, I don't fuck with FNF, though.
Like, fuck nigga free?
Yeah, I don't fuck with it.
I like Glorilla, though. That's the only female rapper I really like.
Puppy shit, you would think I went to school for cut practice.
I'm like, yeah, who's it?
Like, this nigga face, yo. Oh, my God. He's
like, oh, shit. She be spitting those.
She can go in. She can go in.
I just don't be liking. I don't like the pretty girl, boss girl bars. I ain't like. I can't relate to that type shit.
Nah, I can.
Like when
that.
It's like emotions, like R&B, female R&B. I think everybody can relate to an emotion, even if it's directed towards a man.
Facts.
In a song, like you know what she's talking about.
Like Mooney Long, I think that's her name. She made this song called Another. I ain't gonna lie, I fuck with that shit. She was like, what one nigga won't do, another nigga go to.
Straight up.
I was like, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, oh, God.
It doesn't fit.
Oh, God. You feel it, like, even if it's directed towards the opposite.
Oh, Jesus, so, nigga.
But with female, like, pretty girl bars, I can't relate to that.
Yeah, nah, I feel that. When she talking about some, he be eating my pussy on the on the Ferris wheel and some shit like that.
That's
like,
crazy.
I'm like, I can't relate.
Yeah. That's a wild thing to be talking about. That's pretty dangerous,
from
right?
From the bike.
Like, what?
Wait, one bit. Funny as shit. the crazy chick, she actually posted on Instagram on her story when she get her pussy ate, she liked to twerk a little bit, spice it up. I commented, cap.
Oh, you got messy as fuck.
Wait, one singular emoji. I ain't even do the extra. I just.
Oh shit. Oh shit. I would have deleted your shit if I was her. Like, nigga, the fuck off my shit with that shit, nigga.
Yo, yeah. I felt the spirit to take off. Like, I was just like, nah, I can't let this slide. Yeah, that's, I just that's can't. Tough, bro. I'm like, bro, I didn't hit this pussy like a few times.
Bitch lying. This bitch lying.
Like, she capping, y'all. She capping. She's Pop a phony. A big fat phony.
Well, nigga, that's messy.
Wait. Nah, it'd be messy if I sat here and said a name. Nah, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we was earlier when, you know, I told you about the whole what I had to do to get the days off and blah blah blah.
Yeah,
I was talking to my older brother earlier. Nigga, I found out I got two other siblings. Nigga, I'm not the youngest no more.
Damn.
Yes, them niggas like 20 something. I'm like, what the fuck?
Your dad was just having kids?
Yes, my dad was a hoe.
Are they 21?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
One's 21. Another one's birthday was like yesterday or like a couple days ago.
Wow.
Yes. That's crazy. I'm like, what the
fuck? Are you? I'm pretty sure you haven't met him yet.
Nah. Yeah. One's a thug and one's just locked up. So, yeah. I'm like, I realized my dad's side just gangster.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, living conditions, bro, that's how it be.
Oh, God.
Your environment, you succumb to that shit most of the time.
Hey, I ain't mad at it, though.
Yeah, I
see where I get it from. But,
you get what from?
The gangster shit, nigga.
You're not gangster. Why do you want to portray that?
I'm
want to get to the bottom of that. Like, why do you want to portray that?
Because I'm just so gangster, nigga. I make gangster music.
You don't.
I make gangster music for the real gangsters. I'm like 50 Cent.
Okay.
That's just weird
to me. Like,
nah, I think I really think what's truly like gangster is actually like being a man for real. Like, taking care of your responsibilities, taking care of your family, handling situations in the correct fashion, not crashing out, actually thinking before you move, like having calculated steps. I think that's truly gangster, more so than the stereotypical street nigga.
Yeah, but
I
why isn't that just being a man? Why does that have to? Why do we even have to?
Because I imagine
gangsters historically been the ones that's been mobsters, been the ones that have been extorting, killing.
Nah, but it's like, that's but it's like, what was something that somebody did that was just gangster as fuck, but it's like, it wasn't gangster.
In real life or on Snowfall? Because that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, let's just do on Snowfall. Oh, yeah. Like how Franklin finessed the people at the bookstore. Got him to sign it over.
That was fucking cold.
That was some cold gangster shit.
I ain't gonna lie. That's more cold than gangster.
That's
fucked up the way he did them, bro. Like,
it's like, y'all gotta leave by the mall.
Damn! Bro, I was thinking that he was really doing something good, bro.
You're saying?
He said, nah.
Y'all have to get the fuck on. Like, fuck you, Franklin Saint.
That was cold. That was cold.
Cold blooded.
Yeah. But I guess, I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know. I think it's.
You know what? No. I got you. How Jerome helped Leon fix the situation in the projects. That was gangster. That's some gangster shit. Yeah. That's like, okay, we do this shit for respect. It's not about the money. It ain't about none of that other shit. That's how you treat people.
Makes that gangster is because they go back to the projects to handle a situation with an OG. That's what makes it gangster, though. Yeah. If it's just two niggas.
It's not the fact that they went back to the projects. It's the fact that they went back and they actually stood on business and took care of family.
No, I'm saying what differentiates that just being men and handling things with their words rather than it being gangster shit is the fact that they went to the projects and handled shit with another OG. That's the gangster part. If that wasn't there, if there's just two men hashing out their problems with their words, then that's just men being men. Like, okay, that's just men handling things like men should handle things, other than it being gangster. The only thing that makes that gangster is that they was in the projects with an OG, with two OGs. and they fucking having a cookout or whatever. But nigga, I don't know, man.
Niggas, I just thought that was just gangster.
I think niggas equate gangster with cool, and that's why niggas want to be gangster so bad.
Anyway, I just look at 50. Ain't nothing wrong with being yourself. Nah, I just look at 50 and I'm like, I want to be that type of gangster. Not like old 50. I'm talking about this 50 now. Like, oh, you want to talk shit? All right. All right. I could shut your whole career down if I really wanted to just by making some troll videos.
But to be honest with you, nobody could do what 50 did, if I'm being honest, because most artists would have died by time. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
he got shot 9 times, my nigga.
No. He was a cocaine cowboy. I don't want to be that type of. Nah.
But I'm saying good. Like, it took for him to have. If he didn't have that story, he wouldn't even have to get rich or die trying. Yeah, if he didn't have Get Rich or Die Trying, he wouldn't. Shit, if he didn't have any like of his music that stemmed from after the story, he wouldn't have the connections with Jimmy Iovine or Eminem and all them niggas. He wouldn't have Get Rich or Die Trying. He wouldn't have movie roles. He wouldn't have fucking. What is it, Smartwater, with that deal with Smartwater?
Yeah.
He wouldn't have none of shit. He wouldn't have alcohol. He wouldn't have the TV shows.
It's clear that he's here for a real reason, because he got hit like he got hit, but he ain't fucking breathing.
Yeah, oh God. Straight up. He slick snitched on that nigga. Like, like he slick snitched on that nigga.
Many, man.
But if he didn't have that story, he wouldn't be shit.
Nah, so you're right. Nah.
It takes for that story for him to be who he is, and I don't know. I think niggas just want to be cool, bro. There's nothing wrong with being yourself. I see niggas. I've been around niggas that straight up talk to me like in a certain way. Let's just say formal. That's not what I mean, but you know, not southern like. Let's just say that. And then somebody else will come in the room and they talk like a whole different nigga, and it's like the craziest fucking thing ever. I'm like, nigga, who was that nigga I was just talking to then? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's called code switching, sir.
But why though?
Oh shit, just to be a chameleon, basically. That's more so identity issues. That's where that can stem from.
So, yes.
Yeah, because in all honesty,
seems like when you code switch, it's because you think that what you are is not appropriate. Just like when you do it on the phone talking to a, you know, whoever, you're gonna talk in this fucking white voice because the black voice may not be appealing to the white bitch. So it's like you doing that is kind of like flawed shit.
Yeah, but hey, it is.
He's like,
it
man,
is.
They won't like me if I just talk like this. So I gotta be like, hey, shout it, like, what you talking about? Like that shit is corny as fuck.
Look, I can't even lie to you. Sometimes talking like that, you get what you need out of the situation. Like, it just depends. It depends. It's not something for like every situation.
Man, niggas is bitches, nigga. Get the fuck out, New York.
You ain't welcome anymore. Wait, why was she doing that on like a pole of sausage?
Yeah,
like,
that nigga's tied up sausage on a pole.
Like, get the fuck out of you, New York. We ain't charming over here.
she was like turnt as fuck too.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't know if that catches on. I don't know if female gangster rap catch on. Nah, is there a market for that?
No.
like, I think the pretty girl rap is where it's at.
Yeah, straight up.
Oh, damn, there's one more thing I want to talk about. Steve Harvey's out the window.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that again.
Did we talk about Snowfall?
We talked briefly, but we didn't talk.
Let's wrap this up with a little, you know, remembering Snowfall.
Oh, yeah, what about the topic you was bringing up earlier about a like daughter or some shit?
Oh, when we have kids, we ain't gotta talk about that. I'd rather wrap up with Snowfall.
We still
have our clip from the last podcast.
Oh, okay, cool. The fuck you looking at? Okay.
But yeah, let's just do like a remembering Snowfall segment since.
So which season you wanna start from?
Man, I mean, we could start from season one, depending on
so
where we wanna go to.
Season one, the true beginnings of the psychopath, alright? That's where the seeds was actually like the seeds were truly planted because of him seeing how his mom was getting fucked over by the Jewish nigga.
Yeah, the white nigga. Yeah,
yeah, like
the Sofowitz, I think it's something like that.
Yeah, Sofowitz. Yeah,
yeah,
Tofowitz.
Yeah,
something like that.
Some shit like that.
Yeah, it's like, bruh, and also not having his dad there, or at least like he was there at a time, and then once you know. Alcohol got involved, which now looking back and you understand, he had to kill like somebody who was a snitch. That could weigh heavy on somebody who's not a killer. So yeah, and I still feel like Franklin never truly. I think he understood it at a point.
I don't know. It seemed like Franklin only started to respect him once. I don't know. It didn't seem like he really had any understanding for Alton. It was just
get the fuck on.
Yeah. It was like, it was at some point, I think he switched, maybe, and then he found out that Alton was snitching, then that shit changed
again. Yeah, yeah, that completely. Yeah, because he's like, bruh, anybody, and I mean anybody. Especially, nah, what really started all this shit? Kevin. If those little, if Delroy didn't sit here and slant, if he would have listened to Jerome and Franklin and not sold on the fucking Mexican corner, and he wouldn't have got his ass killed, and then Kevin wouldn't have had to sit here and get no get back. Which, granted, it's okay. Like in the early 80s, I get how that's very important.
Yeah, the Mexicans and black people didn't really have a good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially it's like if you're a crew or if you're somebody who's, you know, dealing and something like that. They, if you don't get any get back, you're going to look soft. Yeah, everybody going to try
it. Yeah.
But it's like Franklin was definitely trying to be diplomatic or at least find a way to not cause a whole fucking war. But then you got dumbass ignorant Kevin who was just going to take everything away by crashing out.
I don't think that was as significant as the raid that Andre led, you know, to get that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think
yeah.
that was really significant. And I True. Think Andre dying was also a really significant
you ain't story. No fuck, you ain't no killer. Get the fuck out of my house, Franklin. You right, Andre. I'm not a fucking killer. I don't think he said fucking killer. But
yeah, I don't think he said it, but... Shot that. Because that was the most... That was the things that brought the most attention to what was going on in the projects. Those things was on the news and shit like that. So.
Yeah. And then it's like when Melanie... She realized...
Yeah.
She was like, Franklin killed my daddy. And she thought that was just over with.
It was surprised she ain't die.
Facts. I'm glad she got clean. She fine, though. She fine as hell. She is.
I'm glad she got clean, too.
Yeah, her and Gail.
I guess I wish I would have... No, I'm happy that, you know, it went the way it went.
Yeah.
But I think after that, that's when Irene came in trying to investigate shit.
Nah, Melody was the one who sent Irene.
Right, yeah.
So if it wasn't for Melanie, he should have killed that bitch a long time ago.
Yeah, but he actually loved that bitch. Yeah, so that's why he was like, when she was on crack, he was really like
trying to protect her. Yeah. Like, and I ain't mad at it. I get it. You know, he had a heart.
Yeah.
But you know, you keep getting stabbed.
She shot his ass.
She shot his ass 3 times.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that nigga didn't die.
Yeah, facts. He just, first of all, as we talking about how great Snowfall is, we gotta talk about how shitty that season finale was. Man, he had that dream sequence where he met Teddy and shit.
Oh my god,
that shit was so fucking dumb.
Yo, my mom was watching that shit. I was just like, she was like, what's going on? I'm like, Mama, just watch the fucking episode. But
the episode didn't even matter because it was just a dream sequence where none of that shit was real, and then he just wake up with the bullet wounds and shit like, oh shit, like, oh, I guess that wasn't nothing. Like, I'm like,
yeah, basically.
Like, that shit was the most dumbest.
I ain't gonna lie, as a writing trope, I see why they did that. But it's definitely stupid.
It was lazy to me. Yeah, I feel like y'all cut it. If it's a season finale, my nigga,
that was
like,
that ChatGPT shit.
Yeah, it's a season
just like
finale,
the tiger in the cage. Nigga.
Don't bullshit me on this season finale. You could have did this episode 9, nigga.
I can't wait to see that episode again.
Oh, with shit. The tiger shit.
Yes, nigga.
Bro, first of all, I gained new appreciation for that scene because I seen how they did it. Fucking that tiger wasn't real. To
obviously,
me, it looked really real, though, when I was watching it for the very first time.
Oh, okay.
But the Hulk, the fucking wall that was between the tiger and them, that wasn't even real. Like, the leg.
They used CGI.
They used CGI for all that shit. And all that shit looked real. Even when Gustavo was holding the cage up, that cage was not there. They fucking CGI'd that shit in. I'm like,
real niggas, yo. Like, that's fine.
But, no, that was corny, too. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
A very small list of corny things from Snowfall, but that was one of them.
I hate the way that they ended it with Franklin not getting the money.
I love the ending so
much. I hated that. I ain't going to lie.
This is one of the most conclusive endings. Man, that ending was so good. I was almost about to cry.
Nigga, we skipped from like season 1 to season 6.
We did. But we were going to be here long as fuck. We went from season 1, season 2, season 3, season 4, season 5, season 6.
But I know Gustavo could have found What the fuck is her name? I forgot her name. Damn.
The Mexican bitch?
Yeah.
I forgot her name too.
Yeah. Like, shit.
I think there was maybe some scheduling issues or something. I think that was the reason why she wrote that way.
But it's like, damn, bro. Like, that was his true love, bro. That was his true.
She put him on, yeah.
Yeah, on what?
She really did. They was like Bonnie and Clyde, the Mexican version, bro.
Yes.
he crashed out on her family, nigga.
Bro, like, she killed her own cousin.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Like, straight up.
Oh, jeez. And then it's
a snitch, though.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, he's a snitch.
Yeah, so. He was a rato.
He's, you could kind of tell he's a snitch when he came back, though. He looked like he was on some bullshit.
I'm like, nigga, what the fuck you want?
Yeah. What the fuck you doing back here?
Like, I ain't never seen a stupid motherfucker.
But she was sloppy, too. It was on the matter of time she got caught.
Yeah, true.
She straight crashed out on her whole family. Like, didn't give a fuck. Had niggas run up in that bitch.
She was
sloppy as fuck.
And then she got shot.
When did Teddy's downfall come, though?
After
Alton snitched to Irene.
Teddy's downfall, he shouldn't have left. Wait, nah, Teddy's downfall, asking his brother to become the pilot for him. Because, bringing him in that life fucked him up and it killed him.
Yeah, it did.
And that's when, like, he really went down a down spiral.
Yeah, and he couldn't help but blame himself, too, because... He was left there with them Colombians, and they was fucking force feeding him coke.
Like, eventually he was just gonna have a heart attack, because it's like his body got so used to it. That was pure coke shit.
If he don't have coke, he will die.
Yes, that was that pure.
Yeah, he was dead ass just shoving it up his fucking nose.
Yes, bruh. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And then it's like, bruh, they didn't even have to do all that shit, bro. Like, he told him, I got the money. You can't talk to cokeheads.
And then Ivy showed up, and then it just got even worse. I'm like, nigga, come on, bro. Like this is crazy. And then he can't help but blame himself, because he's the reason why his family's destroyed. He's the reason why he can't have a relationship with his, I guess, ex-wife, the original bitch.
Yeah.
He have a son with.
Yeah.
He don't have a relationship with his child. His fucking brother's dead. He's the reason why his dad died. He's the reason for all of the shit that's happened in his life, and it's like nobody
wrong
else
answer.
Can blame.
The nigga killed his father.
That was gangster as fuck. Yo, that was so gangster. I was like, yo, he just sliced that nigga.
He didn't even shoot his neck. And then he burnt the shit down.
Bruh, he straight up said, wrong answer. Slice that nigga neck right in front of the two bitches. Like, bruh, that's crazy as fuck.
Leave.
Now, do you blame Veronique for what she did, though? Everybody on social media.
It's
like,
a part of me that's like, nah, but it's a part of me that's like, yeah.
I don't. I'm just be honest with my answer. Like, I just don't feel bad at all.
I'm like, damn, you took everything, though. Why you take? You she was already taking else. His son. Like, you took everything.
Because, I mean, okay.
The only thing you couldn't take was a house.
But the thing is, though, now she's able. First of all, I'm a strong believer that females keep our communities together, real talk.
Yeah,
men, we are
that.
Just fucking violent creatures. I'm sorry.
We're not just going to crash out on somebody, but for the most part, we are definitely willing
to crash out.
We're the Neanderthals.
Yeah, we are the ones that will crash out. Women aren't that, but they're we like, are.
They'll walk up to us like, we need that nigga knocked up.
Who? Him?
Yeah.
You pretty woman? I go beat up
him for pretty woman.
Yeah, exactly. Like, even when, I don't remember what season it was, but it was the same season where they was going to crash out on the Mexicans. And Jerome was like, this is man shit. We talking to Louie, because we the ones that's going to go out and fucking shoot a nigga. Yeah. We going to do some violent shit.
You got shot. Now you want to, like, leave and make your own shit. Like, now it's too much once you get shot. This nigga Franklin got shot 3 times.
Well, if we being honest, Louie's business was definitely less violent when she moved off from Franklin, though. The only violent time they had was when Franklin robbed their ass. Like, that's really it.
Yeah.
And then he told
But she Kane, went behind his back, though, and got the read. Like, come on, bro. I mean, that, sure. That's sneaky. That's sneaky.
It is.
But and that you get to, and at that point, I felt like that was a lot of trauma that was building up throughout the whole series with Franklin. He once he feels betrayed, that's when he's backed balls to the wall. He's like, okay, now you gotta go. that's the shit that'll make him snap.
I don't think it was worth. Like, I get it was a loyalty thing for Franklin, but I don't think it was worth cutting off his business with Reed. And if he didn't cut off his business with Reed, he would have still had his money. So I think, in hindsight,
yeah, obviously, I can see that.
In hindsight, obviously, he probably should have just killed Reed. but I guess this whole time he didn't know that Reed wasn't CIA since like what, season 4 or whatever.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. No. He found out in season 2.
That he wasn't CIA?
That he wasn't. Nah.
Yeah. It was after.
Havemeyer actually put him back on.
No, he didn't.
Wait. Oh,
he
yeah.
He's
yeah.
bullshitting for Teddy. Teddy was too much of a liability. Nobody wanted him.
Yeah. So basically, he was just making him do what he wanted him to
do. Yeah. Havemeyer was basically feeding him all this bullshit. Like, yeah, we're going to have you back at the table. But it was just bullshit so that Teddy feels like he's fulfilling some American goal.
He ain't doing shit, but just doing Havemeyer's bidding.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, exactly. Okay. That's why that nigga was like, man, I don't want to hear nothing about that shit. That's your shit. Handle that. Like, nigga, I don't give a fuck about that money. You handle that.
Yeah, that is all.
The nigga killed his father? The father? Like, what? Like, bro, crazy.
Yes, bro. Look, hey.
But overall, I don't blame Franklin for doing what he did. I'm mad that from that one drink on, he just turned into a fucking J. Like, that shit. Oh, my God. That was the most heart-wrenching thing ever, bro. Seeing him turn into a J.
Bro, because it's like.
A dusty J.
The rock bottom.
Yeah.
And then it's like the house turned into, like,
complete bullshit. Quarter, like, damn. And it's your mama house, the house has been there like for however long, bruh.
As soon as Leon come in, y'all just walk to the store. You don't even tell
me walk out the back too.
Wait, where we going? Yeah, so how's Wanda?
oh god, bro.
She went back to her first love.
That was disrespectful. Yeah,
oh, my mom, like, nigga, you tried his
wife, bro.
Oh,
come on, like, god, damn.
You tried him.
That's that shit, bro. That's what made me think, like, is this nigga a crackhead?
That's
like,
what I'm thinking too.
What, bro? Is he on fucking?
Like, ain't no way he a wino. Ain't no way he's just a wino.
Like, cause he was giving crackhead. Like,
yeah.
Like,
especially with his eye. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it was just the jokes he would say that was just hella inappropriate. I'm like, nah, bro,
y'all niggas ain't gonna win no Oscar.
they didn't actually. But Boys in the Hood did not win an Oscar.
But it was still a hood.
It's a classic, it's actually a really great movie.
It is a classic.
Yeah. Shout out to John Singleton. First of all, rest in peace, John Singleton. John Singleton. Rest in peace, John Singleton, because he definitely played a important part in Snowfall being as great as it was. But also, credit to all the other directors. A lot of people don't know that a lot of different directors was on this show. I'm looking at this imaginary camera. But there's a lot of different directors on the show. It wasn't just John Singleton.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to Uncle Jerome, Amin Joseph. I think that's
He definitely did his thing.
Yeah.
But you could tell when he was
crazy,
like,
ass episode. Yo, like, yo, wow. Yo. It just was all over the place.
Well, nobody expected it.
Yeah, you got nobody fucking Teddy it. Tied up, gun on his fucking ankle. I don't know. I guess he's trying to get to it or whatever.
You can't.
Yeah, fucking Franklin choking out fucking Gustavo body slamming Ruben the gay Cuban. Like, like, this is a whole bunch
of
what
shit did that have to do with anything?
Oh my God.
Okay, what did that have to do? A gay KGB operative. What the fuck
I'm
did
so
that
happy
have
you
to
brought
do?
That up too,
like, oh my
that is one of
gosh.
The biggest mysteries of all time. What
just
the
like
fuck?
When the nigga got raped, okay? Like, we can understand why that was brought in. And there's even still a few people that will say, oh, I haven't seen Snowfall after that episode. Yeah. Oh, no, they just went too far. I'm like, listen here, pussy. You don't just watch the fucking show and stop being a fucking prissy ass bitch.
Yeah, facts.
Like,
though.
Damn, nigga.
Yeah. I hate that. It's like, nigga, damn, that's where you draw
like,
the line,
such a
nigga.
Pussy.
Like, come on,
like,
it's a
what?
It's not actually getting
raped.
You
didn't even show the nigga getting fucked.
They showed his ass, though. They showed his ass out.
Wait.
Yeah, his booty was all out. He was just sitting there, defeated and depleted. You like, damn, he just booty got hole fucking just, booty raped.
Booty hole just all wrecked. And
the crazy thing, but the nigga came out happy as fuck. He just raped that nigga too. Yeah, like, yeah, I did that. I just fucked that nigga right.
Oh no, 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 no. One last thing that was like super game. Wait, first of all, Ruben the Gay Cuban. Y'all shouldn't have did that.
Yeah, nonsense. Biggest mysteries of all time. Yeah. Oh, why the fuck do we have to know that Ruben the Cuban is gay?
Nobody needs to know that, okay? It was just too taboo for no fucking reason, all right? But truest gangsta moment, this is going to be the last one. When Franklin had Lenny kill fucking Ray Ray. Mm. Wait, no. He had Ray Ray kill Lenny.
Yeah.
Like, yo.
Yeah, and it was even more gangster later on when Franklin got locked up. And then he's like, you know I mean business? He's like,
not after he got. Wait, first of all, what really? If it wasn't for Alton showing up to that fucking jail and giving Franklin that anger he needed,
young guy,
like he was like, "Bitch, got like, my shoes, nigga. I fucked this shit in my shoes, nigga." But he held on them shits for dear life.
Oh, that brings up another good point too. Fucking the scene where Leon was talking to Franklin when he's locked up. And fucking Leon gave that deep ass monologue. Nigga, look at his fucking face, nigga.
Like, what the fuck?
He broke the phone.
Yo, it's like, bro, why? Leon, he's always saying, what the fuck? Fuck you. Like, he's always saying that shit. Yo, Leon, one of the most gangster shits he did. Subtle. All right, this is just subtle. Season 5. First episode. OG, walk up to little Leon, well, big Leon at that point.
Yeah.
They walk over to this boy that stole some shoes.
Yo yo.
Yo yo. Yo yo, walk up to the nigga. It was like, why would you steal these shoes knowing who the fuck we are?
Oh yeah, you telling me you fucking broke that nigga?
Yeah,
shit?
Nigga. Yeah. He can keep.
You know, that's a real story that happened though. Like, there's an actual Celtics basketball player that had a heart attack. He's doing a lot of coke.
Oh damn!
Yeah, that's what was crazy that they actually incorporated that into the show.
Wow, had to make it accurate.
Yeah, that's fire. That's fire. Like, last thing for me.
All
right. My top most gangsta moments. One was the scene not the scene, but the storyline of what's that nigga name? The nigga that replaced Teddy after Teddy was like went away for a while.
Oh yeah, I don't know the nigga name. Yeah, I know you're talking about
flamboyant nigga.
Yeah.
When Teddy killed that nigga.
But he was fucking on
He's fucking on Black Diamond.
Yeah, with her fine ass. No.
I mean, she didn't look fine in that role though. Like, I don't know what it was. Maybe it's the like type of makeup.
It was the hair.
It was like the way she dressed too, it wasn't really sexy too. I didn't even know she was fine until I seen fucking BMF. I'm like, oh, shit, she actually looked good. But in Snowfall, she did not look good. I'm like,
yeah. Nah, in BMF, nah, she didn't look good.
Looked better than she did in fucking the Black Diamond role. She looked butch in the Black Diamond role.
I'd still hit.
Yeah, me too. But when he killed that flamboyant ass nigga, like, he snuck up in his house.
And now this isn't because you were.
You know, the flamboyant nigga thought he was so gangster. He's like, nigga, you think I'm gonna just get inside? Teddy's like, nigga, I'm gonna be back tomorrow, and if you ain't gone, nigga, like, we have no fucking problems. Kid. So he killed that nigga. Like,
nah, Teddy ass. What he say? What prison is Elton in?
No, that was gangster.
Are you fucking kidding me? You still on about this shit, bitch?
Nah, that was gangster too, bro.
Nigga, I dumped two in his head, and I dumped him off a river. Like, wait, and I dumped him off a cliff.
That was gangster as fuck.
Too. Yes.
That was gangster as fuck too. Also, also, of course, the scene. This is one of my favorite scenes. Is when, Franklin got his ass. Jerome beat his fucking ass because he was trying to stop him from crashing out. I thought that was gangster.
Yeah,
fuck,
oh god.
The way he handled that.
Yeah, now that's real gangster.
Yeah,
shit,
I thought that was gangster as fuck.
When I talk to your wife, and my mom, your sister, I'm going to tell him I did everything I could to stop you.
Come on! Come on! He's like, damn, this is fucking crazy. Like, what
the fuck? Yes! You just now realizing this?
Also, fuck Sissy, though. Because, like, bro, she was so for killing Teddy. She was so for that up until, like, it got to, like, the second to last episode. And she's just like,
no, let's just let him go.
I think we just give him to the KGB.
Girl, like, if you don't shut the fuck up.
I done killed too many niggas.
Nah. But then it's like, if she would have told him about the whole recordings and shit like that, what he told her, like what the KGB agent told her, then I think it really would have went a different way. I seriously think
maybe, but she,
Sissy just she had communication
the
issues.
KGB nigga be lying too.
Like, she should have told him then. I mean, and then they would have tortured his ass.
Oh, I think he was saying that to scare her into letting him loose. To be honest,
of course, yeah,
because he ended up dying anyway, and nothing happened. So. like he died anyway because the CIA killed him, but no documents came out, no audio recordings came out.
Oh, jeez.
So he's probably just bullshitting just to get her to let him out. Plus, like, nigga, he this elaborate plan of getting himself fucking tied up and sent to a fucking scrapyard to get beat up by Teddy, nigga. And you mean to tell
shit, god damn. Man,
your senses is
nah,
like,
nigga. I was yawning. Nah, I yawned. My eyes were closed.
I'm like, what? Nigga, you didn't hear or see him?
Nigga, I got headphones in. No.
You said a what?
No.
This is a fucking elaborate ass plan just for you to tell me. I think we should just let him go, y'all. Like,
bitch, if you shut the fuck up with that old yee-ass shit. Nah, we not doing that.
I finally got this nigga. You trying to tell me to let him go? Like,
let him go.
Yeah.
You can go.
Yeah, thanks. Like, why you, to be honest, why you even bring her?
Like, why are you here?
Yeah, facts. Like, why
my
is she
mom,
here?
You know I love you. Get the fuck out.
Like, facts. Like, you need to be away from this situation. You're going to be on this bullshit.
Yes,
like,
take Veronique. Take her in the back and the baby.
And a baby. I like a baby. That was yeah, gangster,
oh God,
too.
That was
gangster, too. There's so many gangster moments. How you sleeping at night, son?
Like a baby.
Like, damn.
Like, yo, this thing cold-blooded. Was so cold. Hey, man. Hey. Snowfall, without a doubt, is today's The Wire.
Yeah. Well, I would argue best drug related show
of
since probably Breaking Bad or Narcos, maybe.
Okay,
Narcos is good.
I gotta watch Breaking Bad. I gotta finish it.
Breaking Bad is so good.
I started it. I haven't like finished it.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of them shows you gotta give it a chance to. It'd be having these long intros,
yeah,
and shit that tie
yeah.
into the you just gotta give it a chance a little bit.
I feel that.
That's how Power is, low key. It's kind of boring at first, and you get into it pretty fast. Like, what? But yeah, man, Snowfall, greatest show of this modern generation, man. That's been our take on that.
Damn, nigga, it's 10:06.
Sheesh. What's today? Thursday? Oh yeah, I ain't got shit to do tomorrow. But yeah, man, it's been your boy Nate. Thank you. Food is just in time. I'm gonna be out, you know what I'm saying? That's it. I ain't got shit else. I'm burnt out.
Oh god. We
you
appreciate
sausage, you put a sausage in there.
You put a sausage in there.
Yeah, I bought a sausage too.
I'll do it again.
Thank you. No, we about to be done.
Yeah,
right,
we,
now
we ending it. Yeah. But again, appreciate all the fans. Without y'all, there would be no us. Again, it's been your boy Young Jew, the Granny Slayer, Panty Player, Himalaya Player, in this motherfucker. Here we go.